Hello everyone, welcome back. Going into the second hour here of Roleplay Swan Song Week 33. Adam, what's up?
Is everybody on the bridge for the arrival at the station?
Yeah, sure.
I think I'm
there. I think I'm there.
All right, so Alpharius, you're piloting the ship, and this is maybe an hour or two after the last time we saw the ship, because you have to take the time to get into the system. System in this case being where the station is. Now it's part of an asteroid belt around a sun too cool to sustain life. Like there's some planetoids in the system, but it's all very low radiation levels, very like clean. Like your communication, like your sensors. You notice, Piani, that your sensors are effectively working at like half again as much range and power because there's just nothing out here. It's like dark matter everywhere. And so you're able to pick up stuff at a much greater distance than you normally would. The asteroid in question, the largest in a cluster, houses SR-389, houses Pitcairn Station. And you've got, as part of the job, you've got directions to it. Alpharius, you can see it's going to be probably a tricky flight. Like you'll have to do it manually to get into the station from where you are, because there's a lot of like large moving objects moving independently of one another. Do you want to just head in, or what do you want to do from here? You're kind of reaching the edge of the asteroid field.
I would just, I guess, Higgs is somewhere near me, so I would just say to him, you know, orders.
Put her down. And then I just kind of like stare off into the sky.
Yeah, Alpharius is fairly used to Higgs talk at this point in time, so he understands that to be like navigate in there and get them to their destination. So,
okay.
Eric just kind of like, as soon as we come out of drive space and we see the station, Eric is just kind of like, it's kind of like cringy, like okay. All of his muscles seem tense, and he says, "Mr. Higgins, didn't you say we wanted to just look in the windows?"
Well, I never said that at all. Why would we got to do the job, and we'll do the job and get out of here. You ain't afraid of ghosts, are you?
We could see through the windows and then see what's there that way. That sounds very reasonable.
Eric, I don't mean to seem... You've seen a dead body before, right?
Well,
you've recently, made several yourself.
I mean, I could kill Alpharius right now, and you could just witness his body, right, Alpharius?
I suppose that's technically possible, yes.
Alpharius, play dead.
He just ignores you.
we just see you deadpan, like, pushing a lever or something.
Yeah, I think at that point, he'd just look right into the camera and just kind of be like, this very slight shake of the head.
Yeah. It's like one of those scenes in The Office where you're like looking over the person's shoulder.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, you know, okay. I guess I just kind of nervously turn towards Piani and say, I pull up the data pad. I say, Piani, do you see anything interesting out there? And then I have my pen poised.
The sensors are all over the place and some weirdings that I'm not quite used to, but nothing, I don't think, too out of the ordinary.
I mean through your eye.
Oh. I don't know what happens if I look into like deep space.
You're not in the station, right?
No, you're not in visual range. The station is several thousand kilometers away. But you can see.
I say fucking space. A lot of fucking space.
What do you mean with your eye? What do you... First off, you don't need to go getting all dramatic and stuff.
What do you mean with my eye? You fucking see out of it, Higgs.
Yeah, but he just asked you specifically, what do you see in your eye? He didn't say eyes. He said eye. What does
right?
that mean?
I mean, he...
What mumbo-jumbo bullshit's going on inside of my ship and you guys ain't telling me?
There's nothing going on.
Did you guys fucking... She's seeing shit? Is that what's happening? Alpharius, I told you to keep an eye on these
line.
Two.
I don't know what you're talking about. He asked a simple question.
And you didn't answer it. I asked you a simple one.
I did. What do you see when you look out there? Fucking space. That's all I see.
Well, all right.
I think as this conversation keeps happening, Alfarius kind of like goes to the dashboard and, you know, just doing piloty things, but then you start hearing music and he just starts to kind of turn it up just a little bit.
Slowly louder and louder.
Awesome.
It's probably Nika Starlight all over the radio still. Yeah. Oldies, but, you know, still classics. Yeah.
Classics from the early days. Okay, so the ship judders slightly as you move from autopilot, which is the very smooth, like, single-directional travel, to Alfarius taking control. So there's a bit of a jar, and then it smooths back out as Alfarius, as you gain control of the ship. And you start to negotiate your way through the various gravitational fields as they intersect, and you're moving through the asteroids. Can you make a piloting test for me, Alfarius? Yeah. Make it at minus two, please.
Well, let me. So I'm at vehicle space, I'm at two.
Yeah.
And then
plus your
plus
your dexterity or your int, whichever.
Dexterity is plus one, so that's three. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it just three then? So I'm at a plus one overall.
Yeah. Yeah. 2d6 plus one.
Okay. Seven.
Okay. All right. So can you? Can you make a luck check for me real quick, Alfarius?
Yeah. Thanks. Well, it's a fail.
Okay. All right. So you start to move through the meteors, and you got your success. You got what you needed. And it's slow going because you have to, like, negotiate a safe path. And partway there, I would say about halfway, like, the whole trip should take you estimate about an hour. Partway there, the ship's sensors are giving off a proximity alarm. So you see, Piana, you see on your terminal, like, the yellow flashing light. And of course, Higgs, you see all the, you have your little, like, captain's monitor, so you see the proximity alarm go up too.
Mm-hmm. I immediately alert the crew. There's something on the sensors.
Mm-hmm. Eric writes down, there's something on the sensors.
Well, what
does
it say?
Looks expectantly at Piani.
What do they say? What does your eye see, Piani? See how weird that sounds when you just say I to someone? Sounds kind of peculiar.
Sounds pretty normal to me, Piani. What does your eye see?
I see a giant fucking prick standing in front of me. Well, I just told you there's something out there.
No, Piani. I mean your other eye.
No, Piani. Camera two.
I think I just start, like, looking, seeing if I can scan, see what's
all right. It's an energy signature because, like, obviously proximity alarm wouldn't go off because you're in manual pilot mode. So, like, Alfarius knows where the obstacles are. It's an energy signal alarm that you didn't notice before, and there's no visual on it yet, but there's a sudden burst of energy, so like an explosion. Somewhere off to you know, like 100K away from you, kind of on the way to the station. So it was just like energy signature, like proximity warning, and it like lights up. Do you want to make a computer's roll to try to get some more information?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, all right. Take a plus one.
Oh, shit. All right.
Okay. Nine. All right. Yeah, you think that you can tweak the sensors to get a visual, like a distance visual on it. It looks like it was a ship. There's a cargo ship drifting in the field that's damaged, and either like another ship, like an asteroid hit it, like a meteor hit it or something, or there was some kind of like explosion. But yeah, there's this ship nearby that has like massive damage.
And this is just on our way?
Yeah, it's like you could bring it up on Alfarius's console and show him how to like get to it from here if you want to go investigate. But yeah.
I go on comms and I go, what was the whole rule about salvaging and scavenging on the job? Just not the research station, right?
Yes, technically the station is off limits.
Well, there's definitely a ship over there. It looks as if it might be disabled. Not sure, but just letting you know.
Captain Higgs, if you want, I can take us in there.
Well, we can't salvage it, right?
We can.
I believe we cannot salvage the station.
Yeah,
Muhammad, the... Muhammad,
The job, yeah, the job. The job specifically says no, yeah, no salvaging the station, but they didn't say anything about a spaceship.
Well, the last time we were on board of a rogue spaceship, you remember what happened there, Pi? You remember that?
Yes, but the DM has prepared content that we should approach and engage with.
Remember, you failed a luck check.
That's definitely the way these games work.
It's totally, yeah. You're like, no, we're not going to go check it out. I'm like, cool. You go for another 10 meters. Oh, another spaceship. It's hilarious. It's full of spaceships. They form a wall of spaceships that you cannot pass. And we turn around. More spaceships. You're in a sphere of damaged spaceships.
Oh, what's that? You crash into the cargo bay of a spaceship.
You're knocked unconscious, all of you. You wake up on deck of a spaceship.
I just look around the room. It's like, you know, let's try a democracy. I'm all for going in there. What about you, Piani?
Well, we could at least get close, maybe scan, see if there's anyone alive on it. Commit
I detect
at that
a yes,
point.
No question.
Sure, I want to do all it. Right,
that's a yes.
I want to do it.
Alfarious, what say you?
I'm
in any language.
I don't understand what you mean, but yes.
Okay, well, that was easy. And, Eric, your void doesn't count because it's 3-1. That's how democracy works, so get fucked. Let's go.
Thank you, Mr. Higgins.
I'm sorry you got asked last. Next time I'll ask you first. We'll keep it fair and balanced. So I guess
there
we're going
there. There was a historical news station that focused on that exact topic for years.
Yeah, they, yes, that's... Yes.
I swing the ship around while they're doing this conversation.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. You don't have to make another roll to navigate out to it. So as you get closer, Piani, you can see on the on the sensors, you start getting more information. The ship's main reactor has been damaged and is like venting what's left of its fuel just out into space. And you can see it actually as you get closer in the, like through the glass, you can see just a gout of like white fire, like just shooting out of the wreck that's slowly like spinning it around in space. And it looks like from here, either something exploded on the inside or it was tagged and broke the core open and it's just gouting fuel. It looks to be like 4 or 5 times bigger than the Swan Song, like a cargo ship, like mostly rocket and cargo space. Do you want to try to pull up like schematics on it or something from here? Because you might be able to match it against the like ship's database.
Yeah, I mean, and potentially just try to hail it. Maybe I'll do that, and someone try to hail it. Just
yeah. While you're doing that, that's fine.
I think I would ask Captain Higgs if he wants me to if he wants me to do that.
Yeah, that's fine. Go ahead and hail it.
I would just do the standard hail then, not like a just like a beep bop 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 bop, you know.
Yeah.
Hail. Everyone knows it universe wide that's standard.
That series of beeps. Yeah, totally. It's
you can do it again if you guys want.
Yeah, I mean, it's standard across.
Alfarious's vocal jazz.
Would y'all stop fucking hailing? We hailed it once. We don't need to hail it 4 more times.
All right. Okay. They're like, what? It's already on fire. No. So there's no response. And I think that, you know, you try it a couple of times. But when you start pulling up information and you get more like a deeper scan of the ship, there's no life signs. Their atmosphere has all been vented. The ship, as you watch, it like runs out of fuel and then just sort of like spins kind of in empty space.
Captain, it would be sensible to believe that because it's just now losing its fuel, that it was recently vacated.
You know, I was thinking the same thing, and I just turned around and my eyes widened a little bit. I was like, that was smart. how easy would that thing be to get on board with it spin like that, Alfarious, would you say?
Wouldn't be difficult at all. I'm a very good pilot.
It's true.
It be difficult if there was a bunch of hidden space pirates shooting at the ship? Because you did say yourself that this was done recently. Was it an asteroid? Was it a
Well, I mean, you're
bunch of crazy bug things like that one time.
What does your eye see? Can you scan the ship and see what type of damage that they've succumbed in the past?
Someone say bug things.
We might see some bugs. Yeah, there's a bug right on your leg. Watch out. It's a spider.
I would like to cast a vote.
You don't get to do that. This is a democracy, and I cast the votes, and you vote on them.
But in democracy, doesn't everybody get a vote?
Everyone gets a vote, but only one person can call the votes, and that's me.
I didn't get to vote.
You didn't get to vote, but we knew what it was going to be regardless.
I would like to vote against going to the bugs.
All right, 3-1.
The ship around.
I'd like to ask for a recount.
That bug is now on your leg if you want to take attendance to it.
Quickly, the bug.
I think we're turning around to the ship.
Yeah.
Okay. So the cargo, it's like a cargo ship because the containers are all mounted around the central strut where the radio is. There's a like a crew container at one end and then some engines on the other end. And you can take the cargo containers like off of the ship. Like it normally would fly in and then they would dock with it and then undock and change it out when they arrive. So you can dock with like one of the cargo containers and get in there and look around. The ship itself doesn't have like a direct like dock really, because the only place you go in and out is through the cargo or through the area where the crew sleeps and operates the ship. From here, Piani, you can get you've got a beacon on the ship, like what it's broadcasting. It's there's no SOS, so. It might be derelict. It might just be out here. It might have gotten like damaged and they got abandoned. But there's no SOS signal. The only obvious damage from the outside of the ship is that like rend in the fuel tank at the back, and the cargo containers are all covered in various like corporate logos. And they appear to be. It looks like a freight train essentially from the outside. Maybe there's some like graffiti on one side. So your ship and the ship. That's turning eventually match your spin, so you're all kind of spinning at the same time in the same direction, so it looks like it's not moving. Alpharius, you can decide where you want to dock and how you want that to
do work. Like, do our gravitational field stabilizers keep us feeling like we're just standing normally, like there's no motive momentum impact on us?
Yeah
Trippy.
Yeah, totally.
I think just the standard docking area.
Okay, so you just want to dock with one of the cargo containers?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Yeah, no problem. There's no like response on the ship. Like they don't hail. The ship's automated systems don't respond. The power is all down on the ship. So the swan song just manually like clamps on to the top of one of the cargo containers, and you get the green light of like the airlock seal being made between the bottom of the swan song and the top of one of the cargo containers.
By the way, I rolled a 12 on that computer roll for schematics. Yeah. Does that give me any indication on what might be in here?
Yes. Yeah. Definitely. You can get the broadcast readout as well as the cargo manifest. So the ship is the Consonance. It's a free trader, like a merchant ship. Its manifest is supposed to be primarily ice from the asteroid field. So they've been, there's some kind of like ice mining facility out here, and they're coming from there. Now you didn't know about it. It wasn't like, you know, they didn't warn you, but they're not coming from the station. They look like they were coming from this nearby ice mining facility. And so they filled up the cargo containers with, like liquid ice and they're heading it or solid ice and heading it back.
I was going to say, liquid ice.
Yeah.
Water.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the idea that mining ice in space is somehow better, faster, safer, easier than getting it from any other source possible.
It's space ice. Come on.
Well, like, asteroids and comets and shit are, like, very heavily made up of ice.
Yeah.
And a lot of planets don't have drinkable water. They might only have salt water. Their water might have such a high content of like other stuff that it's less expensive to get the ice from somewhere else in system than it is to try to process the water.
Lawyered.
Can you imagine, like, I'm not even saying, no, I'm not stupid. I'm saying,
oh, yeah, no,
you
know, I know.
Can you imagine what this society would be like where it's cheaper to, like, ship ice from a comet nearby than it is to figure out a way to process the water that is on your surface, like, whether there's impurities or anything.
As a guy living in California, yes, I can imagine.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like that old adage where, like, the energy required to extract oil from the ground, process it, and turn it into a spoon that you use once and throw away is cheaper financially than the energy required to buy a spoon that you can use for the entire rest of your life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Interlude over.
There you go.
Word. Ice mining. They might also be using it in system. So,
let everyone know it's ice.
Yeah.
Does Higgs get excited?
When I see ice?
When I tell you that it's ice? I mean, it's ice.
Maybe. Higgs. I guess I would be pretty excited.
You have ice regularly on the...
We don't have it on the ship regularly.
As they're having this discussion, I'm like, I think clearly the value would be the ship's systems. Maybe we could... perhaps cannibalize them or something along those lines.
Well, I mean, how are we going to keep ice cold? Ice is cold, you know, so, and we don't have a cooling thing on the ship, so if we just get a bunch of ice, then it's going to be water.
Let's,
and water evaporates, so I don't know if it's really going worth on the... Should we go?
He slaps side, like, all right, we're docked, let's do this.
Like, well, we're docked, we might as well go.
I was going to say, the cargo containers on your ship, like your cargo hold, given some time, can be adapted to refrigerate or heat what's inside. Like, they're all-purpose content containers, so you could fill it with, like, ice, or you could seal it and fill it with water if you wanted to. You have that option.
Our spaceship is hermetically sealed.
That part of it is, yeah.
Okay. All right, yeah, let's go ahead and get ready to board. Pi, we're going to leave you in charge of the ship. Make sure that you don't steal it. You know what I'm saying?
Pi does not respond.
You know, you're going to steal the ship. Don't steal the ship, Pi. It's our ship.
Okay.
It's not your ship. Worry. All right. All right. Yeah, we'll get ready in about 5 minutes. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Okay, where are you going?
I'm just going to go get my gear on. Because I was literally doing all that in underwear and boots still.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. All right. So is everybody going to go into the cargo thing and get some ice? Or just check it out?
Sure.
Okay.
Anything that keeps us off that damn, like, hellscape space station for hellscape as long station. As possible.
All right. Okay.
Maybe I'll stay on an assist from the ship.
Okay. All right. So we'll wipe to the three of you then, Eric, Higgs, and Alfarius getting suited up to go on the onto the ship.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. Let me. No, I don't. Know. Okay. Yeah, I put on a suit or whatever.
So so you're in the airlock, and you're docked with the ship with the consonants, Yeah, you can access the like occupiable area of the cargo container to check on it. So you open the doors and you go in, and there's like basically each cargo area has a little thing. It's like maybe the size of an elevator with like a computer terminal and then a window so you can see into the cargo area. So when you step into it, the terminal is like dead, basically. Like, everything in here is turned off. The ship doesn't have any power. Its screen is, like, coated in, like, ice that started to form. And it looks like there might be, like, a hairline, like, a micro, like, crack in the cargo area because there's a ton of, like, ice that's formed up above you and on the, like, kind of edges of the little, like, staging room.
I was going to ask if our breath was fogging up, but, of course, we're in suits. So instead, I'm going to imagine that, like, on our visors is like that slow creep of like frost coming in on the edges. Yeah.
Well, Afarius, after you, so you can go ahead and lead this operation.
Yeah.
By all means, I'm safe. Rifle, I'm okay with that.
Like this across my chest, and I just enter in all military like.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's just the one room. Someone will need to like boot up the computer and
are lights on and stuff?
Take a look. No.
Remotely?
Yeah, you need to well, I mean, I guess this is the thing. It has no power. Everyone in the room, it's dead. There's no.
From my, you know, we're just wearing basic suits or whatever. From my my visor, my beard is just a projected light now, so I can just see through my visor.
Nice. Your chin light.
Nice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beard and mohawk.
There's a beard shaped light on the wall. Okay. Yeah, so it's dead. Like you walk up and maybe press a button or whatever, but it doesn't turn on.
Piana, we got a computer system that when you press the button, it doesn't turn on. What do we do?
Is the power on the ship?
1 second. I kind of like look around. Do I see lights at all?
No, flickering none of the, yeah, none of the consonants' lights are on.
But it has gravity and it has like, there's obviously some support systems on, right?
No, you're like... Yeah, you have to like pull yourself along to get in there. All the power is dead. Yeah,
well, no,
it's only lit up because there's light coming from behind you from the swan song.
Well, I think if that's all happening, then anyways, it's a nitpicky point, but I don't think Higgins would be like, yeah, the light switch isn't working. If there's like nothing on at all,
maybe as I say that, I'm, you know, come to think of it, not a whole lot's working on this ship, Piani. I don't really know. What to do? It's got to have some backup support or something, right?
Well, you get the power on and yada, you'll be able to turn the computers on.
Hey, when you scan the ship or got its schematics, how far away are we? We're right here. I say wherever we're at.
Sure.
Yeah, so I could probably like find out, ping it back to the comp pad.
Yeah, so there's actually no way to get from where they are into the... Because there's only, like, the actual ship, where all the controls are, is just one little, like, pod up at the front. And you can't dock with another ship through that pod. It's not designed for ship-to-ship docking. You'd have to, if you want to get power into the cargo container, so you can steal some of that sweet, sweet ice, you would need to just shunt some of the power from the Swan Song. Yeah, just get a space extension cord.
Okay. We can do that dock, though.
Yeah, from where you are now. Yep.
Well, we can reroute some power back to the ship if you want to try to get it going, but I won't lie. Suggestion made by, I don't know, a strange devil in my head.
Did you think of that yourself, or was that the ass speaking?
Totally thought of it myself, actually.
Well, that's what scares me. What,
I'm gonna do it.
Well, I mean, I was thinking maybe we go for a spacewalk if we could get it there that way. But if you think this will work, I trust you. Okay. We'll wait for your go. Let us know when you get it working.
All right, and I'll start the process then.
Okay. You need to go down into the engine room to do this.
Okay.
To reroute some of this stuff.
Okay. I will do that.
Pi, can you go with Piani? I guess I'd maybe just come straight to Pi saying that. And keep visuals on, please. Make sure that's in my heads-up display, if we even have that.
Yeah, so you get your little heads-up, gets a window of Pi's like robot body kind of above and behind Piani as she heads out to the heads out to the engine room.
Great.
Okay, so you're just gonna head down there, Piani?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you head down to the engine room and you go to the terminal that you need to start, like, you know, shunting power. And on the terminal, it comes up and shows, you know, cargo container, and it shows the ship, and it shows the ship at like 100% power, and it gives you the option to like shunt. It's basically you're using jumper cables on like another ship, so you can shunt a quick burst of energy into it to give them a little bit of time to use the computer, maybe turn the pumps on.
Okay.
And so you're in there, and do you want to start that process up?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you start hitting the buttons and turn it on. The panel like flickers and goes off for a second, and then it comes back on. And you hear like a clatter or something behind you. You hear like a noise.
I turn around.
Okay. You turn around and you don't like see anything immediately. You notice though that from one of the core's like sponsons, you catch something like glitter in the light, like something's like moving a little bit.
I guess I go investigate it.
Okay, you walk over. There's a little like necklace with like a gold star, just kind of like swinging at the edge of the like hanging off of one of the.
Do I recognize it from anywhere?
Yeah. You've seen it before. It's Wu's necklace.
Oh. I guess I grab it.
Okay.
Look at it for a little bit.
Sure.
Wu. Hardly knew you. But you're a good man. I put it in one of my best pockets.
Can you make a mental effect save for me?
Yes, I can.
Is Pi giving this to me over the video feed?
Yeah, you're seeing all this.
Okay.
Mental effect. Roll d20.
So maybe.
Good thing it was a 1. No, I need a 12.
Sorry, you're going to say something?
Well, I'll let whatever is about to happen, and then I'll chime in.
Okay. So all you see in your view is you see Piani like turn and then like stop like turning her head, like she sees something and it's just like staring. Pi is like watching her and not saying anything. And Piani, you see when you like look over at the terminal where you were standing, it's like looking through your glasses when you've got a thumbprint smudged on them. There's like a vague, like smudgy shape where you were standing. And you can kind of, there's some like vague motion around it, sort of like about as tall as you are, give or take.
Like, can I touch it? Or is it what?
You could if you want to. Okay.
I guess I try to reach out and touch it.
Okay. So, Higgs, you see, and we see through you, through your helmet, you can see, Eric and Alpharius waiting. And on the display, Piani takes a couple of steps forward and, like, puts her hand out, and then there's a moment of, like, static. You just hear, like, and, like, your vision, like, blurs in the camera. And then Piani is just standing at the terminal. Piani, you take a step forward and, like, reach out, and there's, like, a sudden, like, sharp pain in your head, and you, like, blink hard to, like, clear it. And then you open your eyes and yeah, you're just like standing where you were before, like at the panel. Like the walk back and stuff didn't happen. Like you're just standing at this panel, like looking down at it.
Do I look behind me and see the chain?
Yeah, totally. You turn around and you can just see it like dangling, sort of spinning in the breeze.
I check my pocket. Is the chain still there?
No, it's gone.
Guys,
well, maybe this entire right. time, like I've been screaming at you in the comms, just like Piani, what are you doing? Hey, what's that shiny thing? Hey, you stop. Hey, you there? Hello. Maybe you hear me start saying that at the end.
Yeah, I think that maybe that blurs into your hearing after.
Yeah.
It just like the someone slowly turning the volume up on Higgs.
I guess, like, I would just say, you know, like, guys, really watch yourself. There's some crazy things happening, and not quite sure what's going on. But that's pretty much all I say, considering that this might just be a side effect of my eye.
Yeah, you're probably just going crazy.
So I'm, like, holding onto a wall, and I look back at Higgs, and I'm like, that is horrifying.
What's that? What's horrifying?
She said creepy shit is happening.
Yeah, but you're a spaceman. You got robots and stuff. You're good.
I have robots and stuff?
You're a robot, aren't you?
Higgs, that is absolutely...
I mean, you got human feelings, but you're a robot with human feelings. Am I wrong?
I'm a person.
You're a person?
Yes.
All right. Whatever. Okay.
While they're having this conversation, I'm, like, calming directly to Piani.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying... Piani, would you mind describing for me what you saw, if that's okay, that is?
Well, I maybe I kind of felt like time went backwards.
Mm-hmm. I've got my data pad and I'm writing.
Okay.
Do you describe the whole sequence of events with you, like, reaching out and grabbing them?
Actually, I think I start asking questions like, did you see me grab Wu's necklace?
I wasn't looking at the video feed, Piani. I'm sorry. Can you tell me your subjective experience of what you saw? You said you grabbed Wu's necklace.
I grabbed Wu's necklace because I heard something behind me. I turned around and grabbed it and put it in my pocket. When I turned around, I saw something, I don't know, looking at the terminal. Like, I went to touch it and I was back where I started.
And you didn't have the necklace with you?
I did not.
And you didn't see any auras during this?
I saw a blur.
Did it look like the sorts of auras you see around people?
I guess, was it similar? I mean, the way you described it, I don't think it was.
Yeah, I mean, maybe very loosely, but that's sort of your call to decide.
It was more like a smudge.
Okay. Thank you, Piani. Listen, tell me if you see anything else like this. I'm keeping a record.
I will. Just
thank you.
Watch your backs.
Oh, we will. Piani and Higgs, or not Piani. Higgs and Alpharius are fighting.
Then it just fades back in. I'm just like, do you consider yourself a person? I mean, I look at you and it's just a robot.
I'm like, I'm just still holding on the wall. I'm like, Higgs, I literally am a cyborg. I'm still mostly
well, a I mean, what's a cyborg? I'm mostly a person, but that means you could be mostly a robot, too, if you're mostly one. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I suppose there's some truth to what you're saying, yes.
Okay, all right. I mean, I just wanted to win this argument. I know you're a person. It's all good.
Listen, if you take a ship and you replace every board of the hull of the ship, is it the same ship?
I don't know. So
cyborg jokes have to stop. Robots have feelings too.
On the panel, Piani, you see basically power transfer. Confirm, and there's a little blinky light. Like, it's finished doing what it was doing. You press the button and make it go?
Yeah, I do. Okay.
All right, cool. So you do it, and then Alpharius, Higgs, and Eric all drop to the deck as the artificial gravity kicks in. And we see from the outside, like, the ship start to, like, it sort of stops turning and then starts to turn more, like, controlledly. Like, there's some little jets that go off on the outside to kind of align it because it spins to create gravity.
Sure.
The panel, the, like, cargo control panel, blinks on. So it turns on and we can see characters in Arabic, like, start to scroll across it and the various, like, environmental controls come up.
Okay. That's what we were trying to access earlier, right?
Yeah. That panel is on now. So now you could, if you want to, transfer some of the cargo. You could fill your cargo hold with the, like, ice that they've got in the cargo here.
Yeah, I start doing that. Or telling the ship to do that.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, you can just go over to it and switch the interface into English. You've used a bunch of these interfaces before. But you basically just start siphoning the thing, and it gives you a controller, and it's showing you, like, how much the swan song is, like, filling up. And it takes a little bit. You transfer until the cargo hold of the ship, of the swan song, is full. Okay. And then it gives you a notification, just like, boop, and tells you, the ship's full.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, while it's filling, it takes some time. I just turn to Higgs and I say, Mr. Higgins, should we check the ship for survivors or their belongings?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, I really don't want any other people on the ship. So maybe their belongings, but if you see someone, you might have to kill them. So, I mean, what do you do there? It's kind of rough.
I mean, well, like...
Okay.
Yeah, legally, at least this way, you could pretend that you, like... I don't know. You had no reason, some reason not to check. You're supposed to check to see if anybody's alive on the ship first, but you know, you have sensor logs that say there was no life, so you're fine.
Well, if there was no life, then surely nobody would miss the data pads that anybody may have left behind.
Yeah, the data
information.
Pads. If by data pads you mean valuable goods, then maybe we're on the same school of thought here.
The data pads, which may contain login information for their bank accounts.
Now, okay, see? There you go. Let's, go ahead.
Should Alpharius and I go take a look while you're managing the controls?
Yeah, I mean, I'm managing, so please, yes, I'm managing you two. Go and do that. I'll stay here and manage this. And they call that micromanaging in the biz.
Excellent micromanaging, Mr. Higgins.
Thank you very much. I got it. I'll talk to Piani if I get lonely.
Cool. Did Piani give us all the schematics?
They're available. I don't know, Piani. Did you put them up on the like ship's server?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'll share them. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So. Yeah, like I pull them up on my visor or whatever, and I'm looking at them. And I mean, like, how many rooms are in this ship?
So the ship again is like a vaguely conical sort of lunar lander shaped thing up at the front, and then like a long tube full of like fuel and rockets, a big fuel tank, and then the engine thing, the propulsion unit at the very back, and then around that long spine, I would say like six large water or ice holding containers, one of which you are draining right now to fill this one song. So all of the computer controls and everything are managed from that pod up at the front. That's where people like live and where they stay. And these are like long haul, single jump kind of like truckers basically.
Yeah. Are we hooked on to that same like
No, you're hooked onto the taps basically of one of the containers.
Right. So we need to like get down the hall to pod at the end.
Well, there's no hall. You don't manually access the cargo containers from the. It's almost exactly like a cargo train or a truck in that like you can't get from the cab of the truck into the cargo container. You'd have to climb over the top of the truck, hang down, open the back, and go in that way.
So like we can't get there from here unless we do a spacewalk.
Unless you go outside, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's do it.
Sure. Okay. Are you both, or either of you, or any of you, trained in exosuit?
Good question.
I have a zero in exosuit.
Okay. Do you? And you, Alpharius, you're trained in a two?
I have a one.
Okay. Perfect. You're both adequately equipped to leave and walk across the ship.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yep. So here we go.
So you climb up the ladder and out onto that side of the ship, and you're taking these long, ponderous, silent steps as your boots unclick and then click back on, unclick, click, using the magnets. There's like a good, like, you know, kilometer or so walk from here to the pod, just the brilliance of space around you. You can see... within a kilometer or so, the closest of the asteroids, and from this distance, as they turn, they catch the pale light coming from the swan song, and you can see that they like sparkle as they turn. They're not just like brown rocks. Do you talk about anything on your way, or is it just a silent like clicking kind of?
I don't say anything unless he says something.
Yeah, I mean, I probably like Eric would talk, but noticing that Alpharius isn't talking, he feels too awkward to say the first sentence, and like he just walks the entire way in silence, but feeling increasingly more awkward about the awkward silence that's been building for like these 15 minutes of walking down this space station. Just
awesome.
Okay.
Yep.
So from out here, you can see the damage as the ship is turning. Maybe it turns such that you catch some of the light from the system's sun, distant though it may be. You can see the tear in the fuel tank. And it doesn't look like a rupture from the inside. It's all the metal is bent in where the tear is. It's sort of like a long gash along the one of the fuel tanks at the back. And there's no, like, there's the sparkly sort of like spiral residue of where the fuel the hydrogen fuel escaped from the tank, but yeah, nothing else you can see from here. As you get closer, you can see the pod up at the front. It's shaped like a kind of like a squashed cone with windows all around the outside. The whole thing is maybe about as big as like a small apartment. And you can see on the sides, there's four of them, like emergency hatches as you get closer.
Okay. I mean, I guess we'd be like stomping over to one of those emergency hatches to try and pull it open, right?
Sure. Yeah, yeah. You've got controls from the outside where you can like blow the hatch or whatever. It just takes some time.
Yep. All right. I guess I'd step over to one and just kind of point down. I finally have a reason to talk about something. And like, you can almost hear the relief in my voice. Alpharius, look, a hatch. We can use these controls to blow it. Open.
Yes, good job. We should do that.
Okay. I'm just, you know, boop, 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 boop.
All right, you pop it in.
Who yeah, the fuck is hailing me? I just got, why am I being...
Why did we make this the hailing code? This
is sorry, I butt
Sorry for butt dialing you.
So there's a silent pop, like none of you don't hear it, but you see the air rupture around the door, and the door just like drifts off into space.
Yeah.
Along with like some stuff, like a seat belt or something from inside. There's some like things that aren't that weren't like held down. That sort of
just like a desiccated skeleton floats out.
Yeah, totally.
So blows away. So there's no gravity acting on the interior.
No. Just the cargo one that you were in.
Yeah, okay.
Cargo holds, like, it's spinning, so there's some contained gravity. But.
Yeah. I guess I'd, like, punch, like, a suit light.
Okay.
And just look inside.
Okay. All right. It looks like the inside of a space truck. Basically, there's a bunch of seats. Yeah, this section, this like slice of the pie, is the control thing. So there's a captain's chair. You see a console on either side. There's the joysticks that control the ship, and then all the computer consoles around the main window. Now they're dead. They're out right now because the power that's coming from the Swan Song is being shunted into the cargo container to run the pumps. But you can, I mean, you yeah. That's it's dark in here, and you don't have any control. There are doors on either side that lead to, and they have in Arabic written above. But you can read Arabic, right?
Yeah.
So above either door, one of them it says like sleeping pod, and the other one says refreshment, I guess, or refresher.
So yes, right. I guess I'd be looking around for any possessions that are like sitting on the dash of the control panel or anything like that.
Okay. There's I guess there's the control panel, there's the two like controls at the front, and then a bunch of like the dead panels there. There is a like a picture, like a folded up, like wrinkled, like photograph jammed under one of the things. It's a picture of like a woman holding a baby. They look to be on like in a city. You can see like they're sitting on the balcony of a building. You can see a city behind them. The baby is like a year old or so. She looks happy, like she's like laughing about having her photo taken.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of empty cans of like energy drink. Some like popular Hovaden energy drink, like lying on the floor.
Yeah. Le Monstre.
How many popular energy drinks are there?
I mean, space is probably a big place. There's probably a lot, yeah.
Every planet probably has, like, its top three or whatever.
I would like to think in this universe, though, balls is the clear winner.
Yeah.
It only took them 3,200 years. But
yeah. It's somehow they pulled ahead.
Blue balls.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cool. Yeah, okay. Like, I guess I would like, pull open the sleeping compartments and see if there's anything in there.
All right. Yeah, the sleeping compartment, there are four... like sleeping pods, basically, just like next to each other. They're all closed. And above each one, there's a name. So they're Hoveden like surnames. So like Hassan, Kasim, you know, Manzin and Najib. They're all just like written above them in Arabic so you can know whose is who. But they're all empty.
Okay. Yeah. I think I probably take the picture and just like tuck it into a pocket on my suit or something like that. And then I comms over to Alpharius.
There's nothing here. I think we should check the other hatches.
Comms back, confirm.
Okay. So, now that you're in, there's no reason to open the hatches on the outside. So each slice is a different thing.
Got it.
And so you've moved from the pilot slice to the sleeping pod to slice, and then on this side is the refresher slice, and there's one more, but you can move all the way around them.
Got it. Yeah, okay. So I'll go to the refresher slice from here, I guess.
Okay. All right. So that's like a shower, bathroom, like, area. Mm. A couple of, like, zero-G toilets and, like, a sonic, like, showering unit.
Okay. So navigation... sleeping, refresher, and what's the fourth one?
The fourth one is monitoring, like ship monitoring.
Yeah. Okay.
The refresher unit also has like a little food preparation station. So this area has a bunch of like much more complex computer equipment, and it doesn't look like it's been touched in a long time. Like everything is all still like all the panels are closed. The wires are all still like bundled and zap strapped. It's really only something they would only access in, like, it probably says on the door, like, do not enter except in emergency. So, like, cool. The trucker would not be, they're not supposed to go in here.
Yeah. I'm totally going to go in, and I want to, like, I would especially be interested in that and trying to figure out what actually happened to this ship.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Back on the Swan Song, Piani, what are you doing? Are you just like hanging out, monitoring the?
Yeah, I think I am, and then I'm like constantly sort of looking back at Wu's pendant, like contemplating, contemplating like trying to go for it again.
Right. I think Pi notices you like looking at it. And they say, and you can hear this, Higgs, because you've got a comm open.
Right.
Pi is like, is it Piani?
Yes.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
You seem distracted.
I think the eye is showing me things that I'm not used to seeing. It's just. Not so much distraction, but maybe a bit off.
I don't understand. What are you seeing?
Well, I've been seeing auras, like colors around people, and you know, I saw something else, like time went backwards. It's hard auras. To explain. Yeah, auras.
And you see these when you look at people.
I do.
Then what are you looking at now? And Pi's like head turns to the like necklace that's like hanging.
Oh. Well, I told you time went backwards. I went and grabbed the pendant and I put it in my pocket, but suddenly I'm back at the terminal without the pendant. I think I should go for it again, but I don't know what it means.
Maybe you just hear me come over the speaker. Why don't you just have Pi go for it? Not that I've been listening to your entire conversation, though. Also, I told you saw something in that eye.
God damn it. Pi, would you humor me and grab it?
Of course. So Pi turns, walks over, picks up the necklace, walks back to you, holds it out.
There's like a small bit of hesitation as I grab it, like expecting something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at it, and I said, well, the only thing that's different is I said a few words. So, you know, I even repeat, like, woo, I heard you knew ya, but you're a good man.
Like, looking around,
and then I put it in my pocket.
Okay.
Each time, like, expecting something to happen.
Yeah. And you can see, Higgs, you see Piani doing this from Pi's perspective. And Piani's looking, like, fidgety as hell and, like, keeps, like, looking around and, like, seems like something's up.
Okay. I mean, I guess I'm just kind of, like, watching that while keeping an eye on the loading... Does it have, like, a giant percentage in front of me? Or
yeah,
like, what
totally.
Am I? Okay.
Yeah, big bar.
What's the percentage at?
It's, like, early 80s. Like, okay. 81 now.
Yeah.
Almost done.
I'm just kind of... I'm watching that, and then I'll go back to watching what they're doing. I just don't say much after that.
Okay. So, Piani, what do? You just, you're like, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's, like, sort of a... Like, well, what the fuck? And I suppose I turn to Pi and say, nothing happened. It's probably nothing. And I just sort of go back to monitoring.
Okay.
Monitoring systems again, yeah.
Okay. All right. So up in the pod of the consonants, what are you two doing? Alpharius, you're keeping watch?
Yeah, I'm just watching, walking around with him.
Okay.
We were trying to get into that last pod.
Yeah, you can get into it, no problem. It's not locked or anything.
Yeah, okay. So, like, what do we see when we get in here? You said it was records?
There's, like, logging equipment and, like, basically diagnostics you wouldn't need to get. And then access to the, like, engine logs and stuff. Like, ship maintenance things.
Yeah, okay. So, like, I guess I just try to, like, hook up my data pad to whatever access port there is and just dump information.
Mm-hmm.
Just to like scrape it so that we can examine it later when we're back.
Sure.
On the ship.
Okay. Yeah, that's quick. So it just fills it.
Yep. Okay. I guess I turn back and I say, well, I guess we're done here, Alpharius. Like, there's nothing like under anything. It's a pretty simple like banks of computer terminals and stuff like that.
Yeah, big bundles of cable and yeah, banks.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I go on comms, I say, Piani, I'm going to transfer some information to the Swan Song. It'll help us figure out what happened to this ship. I'm sure the Hovedans would like to know.
Sure, I'm ready for it.
I'm transmitting now. Boop, boop, boop.
Okay. So, yeah, you get the ship's logs, basically. Is there anything particular you want to look through it for?
I guess while I'm transferring, I'd say I'm wondering if really what the cause was. Also, there are no crew aboard the ship. I'm wondering if there's a log of the residents.
It might be a good idea to just see if there's any last minute hails or communications or maybe some time to tell us when the ship was disabled, so I suppose I'll look through for that.
Okay. All right. So the ship, the Consonants, is a 4-person crew, and they rotate who's like in the seat at any given time, and they log. Basically, there's a couple of like personal logs. Like mostly though, it's just like, docked here, pick these things up, drop this stuff off, docked here, whatever. And they look like they operate between, they have a route between the Anika system and between Mu'alimi. So they run that kind of like Galactic West. And they stop to pick up fuel and water at the ice mining station. But the last entry is an unscheduled stop. So you can see their official scheduled like run. There was an unscheduled stop that was caused by a like an emergency beacon like going off at a unknown science station. And they just said, like, basically, the guy's like, looks like we're going to be late on our next run. There's an emergency signal coming from the station. We got to stop. It looks like they're having fuel problems, and we're going to drop off some of the supply for them, as according to, and then there's like a reference to the employee handbook. Like they're legally obligated to stop, right, on these, yeah, like certain signals.
That's what I thought that might be the case.
Yeah. So he was bummed. He's like, I'm going to get in shit for this, but it's the law. I have to stop. We'll stop and help them out. That happened, and then they left, and then the ship is empty. There's no indication of like them getting off or like whatever. But that was the last place they weren't, and it wasn't on the logs. It was just like unofficially a delay.
So I relay any information back.
Cool. Okay. All right. So maybe let's break here. Maybe at that information becoming available to you.
Great. All right.
Okay, cool.
Take our second break. Still got 2 hours left to go for Roleplay Swan Song, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this quick break. See you then. I've lost my mouse. There it is. Found it. We'll be right back.